Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And by Stitcher Radio. I am loving Stitcher. I keep getting news, little blurbs. It's actually how I'm staying up on my news, especially when I don't have a TV in front of me all day. That's how I do it. So go to otrwesterns.com/Stitcher and take a look. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is November 2nd, 1954. And the title is Man with Iron Hook. Man, that sounds painful. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Man with the Iron Hook. Hook Lawson was a huge man of tremendous strength. Several years before our story opens, he had lost his right hand at the wrist in an accident. In place of the hand, a blacksmith had fashioned a large iron hook, pointed at the end and extremely sharp. Hook soon learned to use his claw-like hand with cunning dexterity and found that together with his natural strength, it made him a man to be greatly feared. As our story opens, Hook and his partner in crime, Parley Dorgan, ride away from an express office, which they have robbed, and where Hook has killed the agent.
How much money did we get from that express office in Plainview, Hook?
Oh, $200, Parley.
That agent sure took an awful beating from that hook of yours before you killed him with it.
Yeah, and the same will happen to any other hombre who gets in my way when I want something.
Why do you always pick on express offices?
Because of an express agent by the name of Bill Sandoz. He was responsible for what happened to my hand. Now I'm going after another Sandoz.
Another Sandoz?
Yeah, Don Sandoz, Bill's son. Got a ranch just the other side of Sweetwater.
That where we're headed now?
Yep, we'll be there in an hour.
Yeah, I don't mind telling you, Hook. I'd feel better if we was riding the other way.
What's the matter? You're going yellow?
No, Hook. But the sheriff in Sweetwater will be looking for us if he's heard about our killing the express agent back in Plainview.
Sheriff or no sheriff, I'm going to get Don Sandoz. I waited a long time to complete my revenge. Now come on, let's ride.
Come on, get up. Get up, you.
But, Cisco, if you look for the sheriff here in Sweetwater, why we not go to the jail?
Because the sheriff will not be there, Pancho.
How Cisco know?
Do you not remember who the sheriff is here in Sweetwater?
Pancho not remember, Cisco.
This is the territory of Sheriff Bruce Parkin.
Oh, now, Pancho remember. Sheriff Parkin's all the time tries to make the garden grow at his house.
Hey, that is why we're going to his house, Pancho.
Now, Pancho understand. And Pancho like to go there, Cisco.
Why not, Chico?
Because every time Sheriff Parkin's trying to get Pancho to work in his garden.
Well, there is his house now.
And just like Pancho say, there is the Senor Sheriff. He carried the buckets of water to make the flowers grow.
Hey, hold up, hold up. What is this, Sheriff Parkin?
What is this, Sheriff Parkin? How's the garden growing?
Well, howdy, Cisco. You too, Pancho. You were just in time to help me with my garden.
That's why we're here, Senor Sheriff.
Oh, I know that. Anytime I see the two of you, I know trouble's brewing.
You mean it will cause you trouble, Sheriff?
Oh, no. I don't mean that exactly. It's just that you fellas got the dad blamedest knack of getting into things. Well, what are you here for this time?
We look for the...
Hold on now, Pancho.
Yeah, we look for the...
While Cisco tells me, you might as well make yourself useful.
Yeah, we look
now,
for the...
Now, why don't you fetch a bucket of water and tend to them rhododendrons?
What kind of rose that?
It's not a rose, Pancho. It's those flowers in the corner of the garden.
See, in the corner of the garden? Pancho tells Cisco this happened. Rhododendron... It's better, Pancho, to road local than to get water for the flower with a name like a bucking bronco.
Same old Pancho, he ain't changed nothing. Well, tell me, Cisco, what's on your mind?
As you suspect, Sheriff, we are on the trail of two killers, Hook Clawson and Parley Dorgan.
Hook Clawson? Seems to me I remember that. Why, yes. I've heard he makes especially a killing express company agent.
Same. He has just added another one to his score over Plainview. That is why we are here.
Well, then, I guess I'll have to ride with you. Though I sure was figuring on spading up that plot of ground today.
Now we go. Pancho water the road to do it. The road to day. The road to did it. Pancho water the flowers.
Hey, you know, Cisco, it just come to me. I'll bet you we can find Hook Cross and that partner of his out of Don Sanders' ranch.
Don Sanders?
Yeah, Bill Sanders' son. He's married, got a ranch a short ways out of town.
Madre mia, I should have remembered that.
Pancho, not remember that neither, Cisco.
Well, if my guess is right, I hope we get there before Hook Clawson.
Well, let us hurry. I have seen the damage that Bandito can do with that hook of his.
Ranch house up ahead, Hook.
That must be the place, Parley.
Whoa. Hey, that's right. Pretty music someone's making.
My hunch is right. That somebody is young Sandoz's wife. Whoa.
Oh. Whoever was playing must have seen us.
Yeah, all right. That couple who just come to the door is probably Don Sandoz and his wife.
Howdy. You look like you had a long ride.
Come in and rest for a spell.
You're Don Sandoz, ain't you?
Yeah, that's right. Here, let me get you a cool drink out of this barrel of water here.
You're the son of Bill Sandoz, ain't you?
Sure, my father was Bill Sandoz. What about it?
He's responsible for this hook I'm wearing instead of a hand.
And you're Hook Clawson.
Don, that's the man who killed your father.
What do you hombres want here?
You're gonna die the same way your old man did. For what happened to my hand.
Get him, Hook. Make him for that gun on the table.
I cut him, Parley, with my hook. Come here, you.
No. Oh, my shoulder.
Oh, look out for that hook, Don.
Yeah, look out, Don, because it's the last look you're going to have. No.
There's Don Sanders' ranch house up ahead.
Pancho, see two horses standing outside the hitch lap.
They look as if they've been ridden hard.
And Cisco thinks those are the horses of the two banditos.
There's no doubt about it now, Pancho. Oh, there. Sanders is bullets across.
Hold up, ho!
Hold up, ho! Let us take cover behind this shed here.
Pancho, shoot back at those killies, Cisco.
Careful, Pancho. Try not to hit Don or Marion.
Not worry, say you, Sheriff. Pancho, let you hit nothing anyway.
Hold your fire. We can surround that house. Perhaps there's a way I can get in.
Hey, that bullet go through Pancho's sombrero.
I'm afraid they got us pinned down here, Cisco.
Hey, it seems they have, Sheriff.
Those coyotes stopped shooting.
Now, what kind of devilment are they up to now?
Sheriff, you and Pancho stay here and cover me. I'm going to make a run for the house. I must try to save that young senor and his wife, if they are still alive.
Pour some of that coal oil under the window, Parley.
Hey, Hook, that big hombre in the black clothes is making a dash for the house.
You'll throw some lead at him, pin him down, make him stay behind the shed.
Yeah, that'll hold him. Yeah, he's gone back behind the shed with the others.
Well, keep your eyes peeled while you're pouring the rest of that oil.
Let me go, you coyote. Let me try to help Don.
Shut up. When I finish with him, he won't need no help.
Oh, if I only had a gun, I'd...
Now hurry up, Parley. You almost through?
Gee, Ossabat, Hook, I just remembered.
Remembered what?
Who that big hombre is. I tried to make the run for the house.
Yeah, who is he?
The Cisco Kid.
So, now he's on my trail, huh? Well, that don't bother me none.
And I sure don't like it. I don't want to tangle with Cisco.
I'll take care of Cisco another time. Be a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm all set to set that fire. Are you going to finish Don Sanders before we leave?
That's what I come here for. You hold his wife.
Oh.
I'll finish him with my hook.
Please. Please don't. You've done enough to them already.
We gotta get going, Hook. I think they're getting ready to rush us again.
We're taking the lady with us.
And why, Hook? She'd only get in the way.
That's why I'm taking her. So she'll get in the way of those hombres' bullets when we leave here.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Hook. Take her along as a hostage. Cisco and those other hombres won't shoot at us for fear of hitting her.
You're not going to leave Don here.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
No, no, I won't go with you.
You go, all right, or I'll break your arm.
Hey, what's the plan from here in, Hook?
We set fire to the place and use the back door to get out.
When I've heard of the Cisco kid, he won't even let the other hombres shoot their guns as long as we've got the girl with us.
All right, Parley, set fire to them curtains. That coal oil will spread the flames fast enough.
Here she goes.
Now, we're going to walk out of here, lady. You're going to keep between me and them hombres back at the shed.
Oh, please. Please. You can't leave Don. He'll burn to death.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Madre mía, that house on fire, Cisco.
So that's what them hombres been up to.
They're probably using that fire as a camouflage to escape. I wonder what they have done with Senor Don and Senora Santos.
And Cisco think those bandidos leave them there in the fire?
Hey, there's Hook and Parley. They got Marion Sanders with them. Them dirty varmints, I'll gun them down.
Those bandidos getting on the horses, Cisco. And the Hook hombre make the senora get down behind him.
Put up your gun, Sheriff. They're using the senora as a shield.
If you shoot at us, we'll kill her. So don't try to follow.
I'll be all right. Save Don. He's in the house.
What do we do, Cisco?
It's my sworn duty as sheriff of this county, Cisco, to uphold the law. I gotta go after them buzzards.
You do that, Sheriff. Pancho and I will try to save young Senor Don from that burning house.
Will you be able to follow my trail?
Cisco, follow any trail.
Come, Pancho.
That fire burned up the front of the house, Cisco. Not can get in that way.
Perhaps we can get in the same way those bandidos came out. Let us go around to the back of the house.
Pancho, wish he's not so fast. It's hard for Pancho to run.
Here, come on, through this door.
Senor.
Senor Don. Can you hear me?
Smoke in here so thick, Cisco. Pancho, I can see.
No, Pancho. That young senor does not answer. We must try to find him.
Here, Cisco, here. Pancho's foot hit the young senor.
I hope he's still alive. We must get him out of here at once.
Cisco, that fire burned the beams from the ceiling.
Hey, it is, Pancho. Help me carry Senor Don. Hurry.
And Pancho, help, Cisco. Those beams in the ceiling, that hose.
Madre mia, the entire roof is giving away.
Maybe kill, Cisco. The burning roof fall on our heads.
And as the burning roof comes crashing down on Don, Pancho, and Cisco, it seems certain they will not escape the flaming death. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Man with the Iron Hook. The vicious killer, Hook Clawson, and his partner, Parley Dorgan, have ridden to the ranch of Don and Marion Sandoz with the intention of killing Don. Cisco and Pancho, on the trail of the killers, are joined by Sheriff Bruce Parkins. When they arrive at the Sandoz ranch, they are met by a heavy barrage of bullets. Hook and Parley, using Marion Sandoz as a shield, escape from the house after setting it afire. Sheriff Parkins goes in pursuit of the killers and their hostage, while Cisco and Pancho enter the burning house to save Don. As they find him and are about to carry him out, the burning roof crashes down on their heads. Now...
Cisco, you all right?
Hey, Pancho. Are you?
Si. Say you're down, I hit neither.
The only thing that saved us, amigo, is that one end of those beams is still attached to the roof.
Now we got to get out of here quick, Cisco. That roof not stay up long.
Those flames are blocking our passage.
Pancho, think we'd be trapped, Cisco.
No, Pancho. We can save ourselves and Senor Don.
How, Cisco? How we do this?
The fire has not yet touched these rugs.
Si. What we do with the rugs, Cisco?
Dip them in that barrel of water. Then we will wrap Senor Don and ourselves in them and make our way out of here.
There. Pancho, with the rug. And I'll show you down in it.
Bueno, Pancho. All right, here's your rug. I've already dipped it in the water.
Ah, gracias, Cisco.
Now, this rug for me.
Hurry, Cisco.
Try not to breathe the smoke, Pancho.
Ah,
I will carry things down over my shoulder.
See the Pancho's pantalones? They're over hot, Cisco.
We are almost out of the fire.
Just a little way more, Cisco.
Now, through the back door. Come on.
Ah, fresh air. Pancho, glad to see you.
Here, help me, Pancho. Help me with Senor Donner.
Easy. What Cisco want Pancho to do?
Take the rug off of him. Here.
Look, Cisco. Senor Donner, wake up.
Here. Senor, this wet rug must have brought him to.
Marion. Oh, who are you?
Yeah, not you worry, young senor. And Pancho is Pancho, and this is mi compañero, the Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid?
Si, Senor Donner. Tell me, how do you feel?
What happened to Hook Clawson, his partner? And where's Marion?
Sheriff Parkins has gone after them.
Them? You mean they took Marion with them?
See, they set fire to your house and escaped with her as a hostage.
I don't care about the house. I'm going after Marion.
Young senor hurt bad. It's better if Senor Don lets Cisco and Pancho go alone.
No, I'm going with you.
Very well, then. Hurry. The sheriff will need our help to catch that hombre with the iron hook.
Lady behind you has been awful quiet for the last 2 miles, Hook.
Yeah, what's the matter with Sandoz? Don't you like the scenery out here?
I'm not afraid of you, Hook Clawson. If I had a gun, I'd use it on you.
So you're not afraid of me, huh?
Hey, gotta admit she's got smunk, Hook.
Hey, there's that deserted mining town I've been telling you about up ahead, Barley.
Yeah, Hook, just like you said. Which one of the buildings we going into?
One they use for a cafe and a gambling hall.
Everything in town here is all boarded up. But this town's been deserted for 30 years.
Looks like nobody's been here since the last time I was here. Everything's falling apart and rusty.
Whoa.
That's the end of the ride, Miss Sandoz. Here's where you get off.
I can see it is. I'm getting down.
Wait a minute, lady. I'll help you down.
I don't need your help.
That'll teach you to be a gent, Burley. Hey, somebody has been here since the last time I was in this town.
How can you tell, Hook?
That lock on the door wasn't there before.
This lock is rusty, but sure looks strong. Guess I'll have to shoot it off.
No, you won't, Parley. I'm carrying the best lockbreaker in the world attached to my right arm.
You mean your hook?
Correct. Brace this here hook on the inside of the padlock and...
Hey, you broke the lock. You sure are strong, Hook. Ain't he, lady?
Seems like you and Miss Sandoz just don't get along, Parley.
Hey, this is all right in here. I got a piano and everything.
Hey, you see, Miss Sandoz, this ain't gonna be so bad, is it?
Hook, there's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Yeah, what?
I don't want Miss Sanders to hear me.
Yeah, don't worry, she can't hear you. She's over at the piano.
No, I ain't questioning what you're doing, but bringing that Miss Sanders along. The Cisco Kid and that sheriff will follow us sure.
Yeah, that's why she's still with us. I want them to trail us. She must think I don't know why she's playing that piano.
Now, what do you mean?
She's playing that piano to warn them, hombres.
And you're letting her play it to draw them in here.
That's it exactly. Yep, Parley. This is gonna work out good.
Look, Cisco. Tracks from these hombres lead into that deserted town.
Si, Pancho. Those bandidos either rode through this town or they are still here.
Mighty glad you caught up with me, boys. I can use help on this job.
Oh, come on, Sheriff. Let's hurry. We'll never catch up to them riding like this.
Take it easy, Don. We'll find Marion.
This town not deserted, Cisco. Aren't you hear somebody play the piano?
Si, Pancho. Hold up, hold
up,
hold.
Right, Thunder. Pancho's right. I hear that piano music, too.
That's Marion. She was playing that tune when we first saw those two killers.
Pancho not hear that piano no more.
No, they made her stop. Now, if I knew where that music came from, I'd rush in there and find her.
No, Senor Don. That is exactly what they want us to do. We must proceed very cautiously. Keep your guns handy, your eyes open. Up, Diablo, come on.
Get up.
If we can find where that piano music comes from, we'll find those killers.
Pancho think those coyotes try to drag us.
Quieto. Do not turn your heads. Follow me. We'll ride through the town.
But Cisco,
get the Pancho now. Do as I say.
I don't know what you're doing, Cisco, but I'll do as you say.
You got some kind of a plan, Cisco? What is it?
You'll find out, Senor Don, as soon as we get to the end of this street.
You spot them varmints, Cisco? You know where they're hidden?
See, si, Sheriff? I did. Hold on, hold.
Oh, look, hold, look. Oh, oh, there. The street.
Whoa. Whoa there, boy. Whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
What'd you see, Cisco? What'd you see?
As we rode past that boarded up cafe, I noticed a padlock on the door.
Can't you see that lock, Cisco? Can't you not notice nothing?
Well, what was so special about it, Cisco?
It's just a rusty old lock.
Not all of it was rusty. I caught the glint of sun from it as we rode past.
What the glint from the sun means, Cisco?
That the lock was broken open recently.
By thunder, that's right clever of you, Cisco.
Maybe the summer will break the lock, not those bandidos who can parley.
It is those bandidos, Pancho. Only an hombre with a strong iron bar could have snapped that lock open. That is the work of that hook hombre, all right.
I'm for rushing him right now. We have to save Marion.
No, Senor Don. It is not the way to save her. Do not forget that those coyotes use her for a shield when they escape from your house.
Well, what will we do, Cisco?
Sheriff, you and Senor Don ride back down the street and attract their attention. Pancho and I will try to surprise them. I'm sure that this cafe must have a back door.
Let me go with you, Cisco.
No, no, Senor Don. You are in no condition for a fight. And unless I am greatly mistaken, Pancho and I are in for the fight of our lives before this is over.
Well, did you tie Miss Sandoz up good, Parley?
Yeah, Hook, and I put a gag in her mouth so she can't scream out and give us away.
Have your gun ready. They'll be back down the street any minute.
You think they'll come into the cafe this time?
Yep, I do. They'll probably try on the doors of every building on the street.
And when they walk through this one...
They won't walk out.
You're wrong, Hook. There's two of them riding back down the street.
The other two are here, hombres, behind you.
Look out, Cisco! They're going to shoot
at us! Oh, he's got the gun out of my hand.
No, mine too.
And now, hombre, put my gun back in the holster. Give you a taste of the kind of treatment you get for your
dog. Five to take care of you, hombre. We're not going to do.
You think you're a match for me on this hook of mine, huh?
Oh, my shoulder!
Yeah, that's only the beginning.
Cisco, get up! That hombre tried to hit you again with a hook.
First advantage was yours, Clausen, but I can still get up and give you this. And this!
I still haven't given you a full taste of this hook, but I will. And now,
not while I can grab that hook over the end. Twist!
Let go!
And I will not do you, Coyote. This final punch will take care of you.
Madre mia, Cisco. That a tough fight you have with that hook, Clausen.
What did you do with that other bandido, Pancho?
Oh, that one easy, Cisco. I'm fine to take care of him quick.
Oh, I see you took care of them two without us, Cisco.
Where's Marion?
The senora, all right, Senor Don. She tied to the chair by the piano. Come, and Pancho helped you untie her.
Take these two back to town and lock them up, Sheriff. They are wanted for more crimes than there are bars in your jail.
I don't know how to thank you enough, Cisco, for saving Don's life and mine. Oh, where did Pancho go?
Well, I think he's getting some more wood for the fire. Yeah. Pancho!
Si, Cisco!
The fire is getting low, amigo.
Pancho got the more wood, Cisco. Amigo, put fire now. Da, 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 dee, da, da, da. What is the name of that song, senor?
It's a new song, Pancho. Beautiful dreamer.
Pancho wish he could remember that song. Down, 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 down. Pancho come back someday just to hear you play that song, senora.
Oh, thank you, Pancho.
Perhaps, senora, you might sing it for us now out here on the prairie.
Si, senor. Do that for Pancho.
I'm not a very good singer, but I'll try.
Bueno, Pancho, stretch out by the campfire and get comfortable.
Oh, this will be a great treat, senora.
Beautiful dreamer.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Waken to me.
Waken to me.
Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Beautiful dreamer.
You are, senora. I'm afraid Pancho is asleep.
That's all right, Cisco. Pancho is tired.
He sure enjoys his sleep, doesn't he?
You know, I feel quite complimented that I could sing Pancho to sleep.
Si, senora. I'm afraid Pancho will want me to learn the song so I can sing it to him.
Well, Cisco, Why not?
No, no, senora. I'm afraid the singing is a bit beyond my accomplishment. Pancho will have to do the beautiful dreaming for both of us.
Hey, Pancho.
Got a lot of rewards money. The express office paid for the capture of Hook Clawson and Polly Dogan.
Oh, see, it was, amigo. I'm glad we gave it to Senor Don and Senora Marion to build a new house.
Yeah, Pancho glad, too. If Senora Marion not play the piano, maybe we not get those bandidos.
See, that is true, amigo. You know, Pancho, I have been noticing that you are getting fatter.
Pancho, I can help this, Chico. Pancho likes too much to eat.
Well, I know you do, Chico. But you know, you should take regular exercise.
Oh, Pancho get regular exercise, Chico.
But we are together almost all the time, and I've never seen you take any regular exercise.
Pancho get regular exercise, Chico, 3 times a day.
You get regular exercise 3 times a day, Pancho?
Yes, Chico. 3 times every day, Pancho push himself away from the table.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.